But first to Melbourne, where there'll be another court hearing today into the Sri Lankan Tamil family trying to avoid deportation as federal officials detain the family on Christmas Island. The Home Affairs Minister is continuing to resist appeals for him to use his discretion to let the family stay in Australia and return to their home in rural Queensland. Now a former senior Immigration Department official is adding his voice to those calls, as Samantha Donovan reports.
Speaking in Sydney this morning, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, was showing no sign of yielding to public pressure.
We have a process in this country. Under our border protection regime, if people have illegally entered Australia, as they did under the previous government, they had their claims assessed. In this case, their claims were found to be invalid. They were never told that they could settle in Australia. They were aware of that the entire time. And while I understand the deep human issues around this, you've got to think about the implications for this. It went through every court to our highest court in the land. And every single one of those courts upheld the decisions that were taken. Now, at a time when there are increasing push factors coming out of Sri Lanka, the worst possible thing you could do was to send a decision, send a message which said, you know what? If you come illegally to Australia and the courts say you don't have a claim and the government say you don't have a claim, then the government just might make an exception because there's been a public reaction.
The Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, was on breakfast television this morning putting the same case.
They've been to every court right up to the High Court. They've been told that they're not refugees. Now, I understand the compassion shown by many, but we have to look at this case on its merit. There's no indication at all that's been given to this family, including before they had children, that they would ever settle in this country.
Speaking on Channel 9, Mr Dutton dismissed concerns about the family being moved from Melbourne to Christmas Island late at night as the spurious comments of lawyers and advocates.
They're not in detention up there, and they have the ability to fly directly from there to Sri Lanka without the protesters barricading themselves in a position where we can't get cars past. It provided for a very dangerous situation potentially in Melbourne, and we're not going to tolerate that. We're not going to put our officers at risk.
But Mr Dutton's coalition colleague, Barnaby Joyce, is again arguing for the family to stay. He told Channel 7 theirs is a special case.
This couple met in Australia. Mm. The children were born in Australia. The community accepts them in Australia. They're doing jobs that other people don't want to do. They're living in a regional town. They're not blocking up your traffic in Sydney, Melbourne or Brisbane. They haven't just gone and lived down in one of the suburbs and not really made an effort to become part of the community. I hate at times going at odds with Peter Dutton, who's a great minister, but I think this one's a special circumstance and I've got to look after the regional.
Abul Rizvi is a former Deputy Secretary of the Immigration Department. He wants the Immigration Minister, David Coleman, to use his discretion to let the family stay.
If you look at the guidelines for ministerial intervention, this case very much meets those guidelines. Whereas, for example, if you were to look at the case of the two au pairs in which Mr Dutton did intervene, I would argue those cases did not meet the guidelines.
Why do you think it is in the national interest for the Tamil family to stay in Australia?
Predominantly because an overriding objective of government's policy at the moment on immigration is to encourage more young people, young workers, to settle in regional Australia. These people have committed to stay there. The community wants them there.
But if the minister were to intervene, would that send a message to the people smugglers that they can tell potential clients that they may in fact be able to travel to Australia by boat and eventually be allowed to stay in the country?
To be frank, the people smuggler signalling argument is a furphy. The Howard government resettled hundreds and hundreds of boat arrivals in Australia, giving them permanent residence without creating these so-called signals.
But were those people found to have been genuine refugees?
Yes, they mostly were.
But not this family, though?
No, not this family. This family has not been found to be genuine refugees. But the argument here is not genuine refugee. The argument here is ministerial discretion on national interest grounds.
Abul Rizvi is a former Deputy Secretary of the Immigration Department. Samantha Donovan reporting.